The long-running battle over where to store the nation's most radioactive nuclear waste is about to move to Capitol Hill. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham formally announced a plan yesterday to bury the waste at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. Nuclear industry officials have welcomed the announcement. Officials in Nevada are vowing to fight it. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, a majority in either House of Congress could block the plan, but there is disagreement over what the alternative would be.
Across the country, nearly 40,000 tons of waste from nuclear power plants are sitting in cooling ponds. This so-called spent fuel is highly radioactive and will stay that way for thousands of years. The Department of Energy now says that waste can be stored safely forever in metal casks 1,000 feet underground at Yucca Mountain. And Steve Kraft from the industry-sponsored Nuclear Energy Institute says even though it'll probably take 10 years before Yucca Mountain opens, this step gives the nuclear industry a shot of increased confidence.
Up until now, there was a great deal of uncertainty that a lot of people in the system were experiencing in terms of what are they going to do with their material? Should we make future investments?
But there's also been a chorus of protest against the Yucca Mountain plan. Nevada's governor and its representatives in Congress are against it. So is Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. They say the metal containers eventually will rust, and water draining through this site will carry radioactive particles into drinking water. But if not Yucca Mountain, then what? Daschle yesterday called on President Bush to delay any final decision and wait for more studies, leaving open the possibility that waste might still go to Yucca Mountain a few years down the road. Other critics want to find another underground site or build a big central bunker somewhere from which the waste could be retrieved if necessary. And still others say that all of these alternatives, including Yucca Mountain, are unacceptable because they'd take decades to finish. During that time, says former Department of Energy official Robert Alvarez, highly radioactive waste would stay at more than 100 temporary storage sites.
The idea of keeping some 40,000 tons of spent fuel, which constitutes the single largest concentration of radioactivity on the planet, in pools of water, this is not acceptable.
Alvarez, who's now a senior scholar at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C., says the airliner attacks of September 11 show what horrific things can happen. For instance, one sophisticated bomb could break the steel and concrete wall of a spent fuel cooling pond. If the water drained out, the fuel might start to burn, releasing a cloud of radioactive particles and causing untold damage. Alvarez says something has to be done quickly to get spent fuel out of ponds.
And that something is to promptly place as much spent fuel as possible at these reactor sites into multiple dry and hardened storage modes.
This is being done on a small scale already. Nuclear fuel can be taken from cooling ponds, treated to keep it stable, and stored in concrete and steel casks. It's expensive, but it makes the fuel much less vulnerable. If nuclear plants did that, Alvarez says, it also would buy time. There'd be no need to push forward quickly with a permanent underground repository. Nevada's senior senator, Democrat Harry Reid, is pushing this alternative. If nuclear waste is placed in dry casks inside fortified bunkers, he says, it could stay at nuclear power plants for decades. And it probably would avoid inevitable highway and railroad accidents involving shipments of nuclear waste. The nuclear industry opposes this idea, calling it unnecessary and expensive. And it's not clear at this point whether most members of Congress will find it more palatable to ship nuclear waste across the country to Nevada or keep it right at home. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.